The East Coast Music Awards have officially wrapped up in Sydney, with the last few awards going out, and now the event's executive director is looking back on how things went. Cape Breton wasn't finished picking up awards at the ECMAs. The East Coast Music and Industry Awards Gala was held on Sunday at the Member 2 Trade and Convention Center. It was there the Celtic Colors International Festival picked up the ECMA for Event of the Year. It's the 8th ECMA for Celtic Colors. The annual Celtic Music Celebration is marking its 30th edition this year, and communications manager Dave Mihalik discussed what it meant to receive the ECMA.
Oh, it's great. It was a nice win to get. It was good recognition. It was good to see how all the community pulled together, how everybody that's been involved with the festival over the years pulled together. And, all the volunteers. We had a great bunch of volunteers again. The festival couldn't happen without the volunteers and the community organizations. And the artists, of course. So it was good recognition for a festival that's been around for a long time that... it takes a lot to sustain something like this.
Absolutely.
Over 3 decades. So without the support and the work of the communities and the folks who volunteer and the artists, there's really nothing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there, right? So it's good recognition for that. It's great to get recognized, and it's great mm-hmm. to be able to share that recognition with all the groups mm-hmm. and folks who do all the hard work, and really without whom... it would be impossible to do something like this.
He spoke about what goes into putting on Celtic Colors.
Well, we've got staff in all year round. We've got as well as 50 or so concerts every year. We've also got hundreds of community cultural events. And those are organized in-house. They're sort of dealt with by our outreach officer. But out in the communities, those are put together by community groups, and they put on events that, sort of align with what Celtic Colors is doing and what it's about, but also are true to their community and the kind of things that they would do in the community mm-hmm. Every year. Anyway, years ago when the festival was really expanding and was really sort of getting notice, everybody wanted to be involved. Everybody wanted to put a concert on in all the communities and that sort of thing to be involved. But there really wasn't the capacity for 150 concerts or whatever, So the way that we were able to get other community groups involved was to associate with what they were doing, their community meals or craft shows or workshops, that sort of stuff, culturally based. So that program really, really took off, and it really helps provide a sense of ownership of the festival and a sense of belonging among the communities all over the island. Because we're probably in about 70, 75 communities at the end of the day, so maybe more now. But that's one aspect of it. That sort of starts in the spring when we put out a call for expressions of interest, actually before spring, early in the year. Mm-hmm. And then groups express their interest, and we take it from there.
Mihalik also discussed what it meant to see the ECMAs come to Sydney.
Oh, it was great to see the ECMAs in Sydney again. We've been involved with them over the years in different aspects, it just brings a lot of life to the community, and a lot of people brings a lot of people in. I volunteered to drive this year, so that was a really nice little sort of way to do things. I drove for Celtic Colors the first 2 years of the festival, so it was kind of a throwback for me. But it was great seeing a bunch of old friends, old people from the industry. I didn't get a lot of music in, but that's just the way it goes sometimes.
Mihalik wasn't able to give any details on this year's Celtic Colors, but says the full schedule and lineup will be announced in June. Other Cape Bretoners picked up a few more awards on the weekend. Goldie Batelier brought home Rock Alternative Release of the Year, adding to her wins of Breakthrough Artist of the Year and Album of the Year for Goldie Batelier Presents Goldie Montana from the awards gala at Center 200. Morgan Tony brought home Fusion Release of the Year, adding to his win of Indigenous Artist of the Year at the gala. Meanwhile, the ECMA's executive director is looking back on the week's events. Bob Hallett discussed how he's feeling following the event's wrap.
I'm a little bit tired, to be honest. It was an incredibly busy week. We did everything we possibly could to ensure that both the musicians and the community themselves had a great time. There wasn't much sleep to be had, and I certainly could have eaten a little more salad, but on the whole, I'm really happy with it.
He also shared his feelings on what he thought were the highlights of the event.
The highlights for me are kind of the public-facing events, because that's the point where the people who lived in Sydney and CBRM really get a chance to, interact with the music community. You know, things like the gala was amazing. We had a huge crowd, and the performers were amazing. Seeing that Barry McNeill's received their Lifetime Achievement Award, I think was special for everybody in that room. Plus the power of their finale performance. The fan fest on Saturday afternoon, we were lucky. We had a beautiful day for it, so tons of people got out and saw, some great music outside for free. But then there were small ones too. Like, we had a great crowd on the Saturday, May 15th, on the at the Mayflower Mall. A bunch of people came out and saw a couple of good shows there. And of course, the Songwriters Circle finale up at Member 2 in the Convention Center there was an absolute banger. The headliners, Jimmy Rankin, Lenny Glant, and Conn O'Brien, three real legends of East Coast music, together on stage for the first time ever. They all brought their A game, and by the end of the show, I think there wasn't a person there who didn't know that they'd seen something special.
Hallett also talked about the response that came from the Cape Breton community.
One of the great things about the ECMA is that it's very much a community event. Even though there's a business, tremendous amounts of business meetings and networking and conference sessions, this sort of thing going on in the background, the city is really taken over by live music in a way that, doesn't happen anywhere else in the world this weekend. So, there was music everywhere, every club, every restaurant. I mean, if you walk down Charlotte Street, you saw the shop windows filled with special displays. It really is a moment that kind of takes the place over, and that's what's so special and unique about the ECMA.
He says they're still working through the economic results, but says millions of dollars were spent in the Sydney area over the weekend. The next East Coast Music Awards will be held in Moncton, New Brunswick. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.